respect for listening to others as well, and open-minded.
What experience do you have in leadership, financial oversight, or community organizations that prepare you for this council?
In my current position now, I do have oversight of paying employees overtime, so I have to look at the day, see what the day is going to look like. I'm not a financial advocate for anything. Like, that's not my role. I don't, you know, focus on finances, but through the day I do have to make those decisions on what is needed. How do we run daily operations? What's the best thing to do to take care of our veterans for the day with our staffing? So I do have oversight for overtime if needed, also keeping in mind, you know, what that's going to look like. And running the daily duties that are needed, delegating those, asking for resources if we are short to assist, and really kind of following all the policies and processes. I think that's important too, when I consider all this. And then talking with my leadership, that's really important as well.
Good answer, thank you.
Describe a time you had to make a difficult decision affecting how did you handle it?
Oh boy, there's a lot of those, but I'll just refer back to when I, because it's something we pretty much deal with in my position where I'm working full time now, but I'll refer back to a change that needed to be made that was critical for our mission and what we do. Very difficult change, and a lot of times people, it's hard for change for certain people. So being showing a lot of empathy for the change needed to happen, and so listening to everybody, it's very important to hear what everybody is feeling when you're moving to a change. But end goal is maintaining the focus of the end goal. It needs to happen. It's critical to happen. And so speaking to that with the team. You can't just make that change and not have everybody come along. It's really important to listen to. I've learned from this difficult thing is maybe to listen a little bit better. It's super important because some people really want to have things the way they're used to. And sometimes it can't be that way. So really showing them I understand this, but also speaking to the reason why that needed to come forward. So it was a very difficult decision, but it was critical for the mission we do every day. And as we're moving through the growing pains, I call them, we're still having our challenges, but if we can be respectful and we can keep our minds open to listening to everybody, and the bottom line is just collaboration. Yeah. So the change is gone, it's happened, but we are again working through it, growing pains, but the coming back follow-ups are super important. Coming back, circling around, and making sure you follow up is a big deal.
Thank you.
What do you know about how a rural water district operates, and where would you need to build your knowledge?
So for the town of Alberton, I was on a small committee regarding the hiring of the water project. I was invited to that, and actually that, I didn't have any knowledge prior to that with this question. And so I love to learn. I'm a fast learner, but if I don't know something, I definitely will ask my questions. I will go out and learn, it was really interesting. I was with Charlie and whoever the other individual was on this meeting, but
George
we have,
Taylor.
Yes, thank you, he's wonderful. We had all these packets we had to review and who we should pick or who would be best fitted for this, and it was a lot. It was quite interesting how much that you have to go through and look through. So it's, just taking time. And if I didn't know it, like I said, I would need to go research it. And how would I research it? Well, there's a lot of ways in a lot of places you can go look up information, starting with the library to, am I going to say this word out loud, ChatGPT? You don't always want to use that, but you can look up stuff. There's Google, and then there's also talking with experts. It's about really collaborating and reaching out to other people that are in that area. That's super important. So, I find out. I communicate.
Okay. Right. Sorry. Next question. So, how would you weigh the need for infrastructure improvements against keeping rates affordable for residents?
Well, first I would have to get some information on the infrastructure. So, can you, and I think I asked you to repeat this question last time, but can you repeat that again?
How would you weigh the need for infrastructure improvements against keeping rates affordable for residents?
That would be something, again, like I stated, I would really need to know more, right? I don't know enough to answer that full out, but I would definitely have to find out more information, get the understanding before I moved, and then talk to leadership, get plugged in, talk to the unit council, and it's really important to also be involved with the town and what the town, that one's a big one. Like, that's the whole point of why we are unit council members, why we're even here is the town itself and the residents. So, there would be a lot of work up on that. And then definitely, again, follow up for sure.
A resident contacts you personally frustrated with their water bill or service. How do you handle it?
The first thing I would do is listen. I would not make any promises, obviously, but finding out what it is that I need to do, what they're needing, listening to them, what it is they would like have done, and then also figuring out if it's something unit council can even do, right? If it's something that should be brought to unit council. And so, just reviewing what the concern was, never making any promises, obviously, but hearing them outright, and then bringing it to your council. Not trying to go solely about making promises or, hey, we'll get this done or that. It's something that needs to be followed through in the process.
How would you ensure residents who don't attend meetings stay informed about the council meetings?
So I do understand there's a new place at the post office that we can put stuff. I love that. I know that here at the town hall, we can put stuff on that board, and here we can post it here at the senior center. So another great way, and I think you even mentioned it, would be emailing it. I don't know, I hear we might have an email list for all that want to sign up for it. I think that's fantastic. That would be a great way. But for those that don't have email, because we do help elderly folks that maybe don't have email, I think it's really important. And our community is small enough where we could go door to door. I would never be opposed to volunteer to do something like that if it's needed. Social media, Facebook, all of those things are really great places to go to, but sometimes not just relying on that social media piece to do all of the things.
Good. How do you handle disagreement with colleagues when you feel strongly about an issue?
So that's what I've really worked with a lot in my career and learned, is that I think when somebody's passionate about something they truly believe, you see that come out a little more as far as emotion goes, because you are passionate about a certain subject. I think the best way is to really kind of not just think about how you want it to be, but really take a moment to listen. I think a lot of times that's, for me, the biggest thing is listening to other perspectives, right, and other teams. And so that is super important. I might feel a certain way versus somebody's going to feel totally different. And I really think that's a good thing. I don't think that's a bad thing at all. But being passionate about something too, it's a good thing to be passionate, but really take a step back and listen to others and their point of view and their perspectives. And at the end of it, having a resolution. That's the biggest key, is to move forward with that resolution together.
If the district were found out of compliance with a state water quality regulation, district were found out of compliance with a state water quality regulation, what would you expect to happen, and what would your role be?
Well, I first would need to have more information. I would definitely want to have the mayor involved to know information. My role would be to speak with my unit council to have understanding. There is certain processes and policies that would need to be reviewed, and definitely would need to follow up and address it.
Final question.
What do you see as the biggest challenge facing this district in the next 5 to 10 years, and how would you approach it?
I think as far as this district goes, I mean, we see there's growth. There's always growth. People moving in and growth with the town. I don't know that that's a big issue, but with growth brings more people, more crime. And I think just making sure that we can, as a town, come together with respecting each other, with our communication, with the way we move, right? I think everybody's very passionate about this town that they live in, but just coming to these meetings a lot, there's a lot of tension. You feel it in some of these meetings. And I think that's a good thing in a way, because we care. A lot of us do. I would really like to see that come together a little bit better, if that makes sense. Sometimes it's hard, though. We all have our different views on how we believe and what we believe in. So I think if we can move forward as a unit council and as a town with more respect when it comes to each other. I know when I first moved here, there was a lot of, who are you? Why are you here? And it was like, wait a second, I am really a good person. Get to know me. Come visit me. Let's talk. I love to talk. I love to talk and interact. Just get to know me, who I am. And so I think that's super important, to take the time. Take the time and meet your neighbors. Take the time and say, hey, how's it going? You know? I don't even know if I answered that appropriately for you guys, but that's kind of the route I just
I don't think
there's
a right or wrong answer.
So, yeah. I think that there's a lot of great people in this town. I think we're really super lucky to be here. If we talk about other counties around us, right? I mean, and we see other things that happen. We are really, really lucky to be here in this town. Yeah, I just want to continue to see us grow and come together.
Thank you.
That concludes our questions. So if you will join Sandra, and we'll let you know when you can come back. Thank you, Carrie. So now what the council will want to do is publicly agree on what you have learned. And then when you feel like you've reached a point where you'd like to make a motion, the motion would be to appoint one or the other of these people, and then we will wait for a second. And if there is a second, then we will vote on the person motioned to be appointed.
Okay.
This time period is for this position will be until December 31st of 2027. And what is required then is when a person is appointed to a position, is at the next general election that you run in the election if you wish to continue to be a council person. And so we are taking, well, not me, but you three are taking this opportunity to then act as the voters of Alberton and choosing the two people on our ballot this evening.
Okay.
All right, well, I've heard a lot of things from these candidates who are both well-spoken and, you know, would be a great addition to this council. I don't think that there's a wrong choice. I'm going to come out and say that. That said, I do think there is a right choice, you know, because we have to make one. So, I think for me, the hardest problem that I'm dealing with is not necessarily the things that the candidates did say, but something about the things that they didn't say, if that makes sense. You know, one of the things that I think about a lot when I think about who I want on this council, who I would trust as a person, if I were a citizen, is someone who is present and you know, like, has the town's interests not just in mind, but also is, like, familiar with them. And so, that said, while I'm, like, I have nothing against Sandra, I just don't know her. And I, like, you know, that for me, and that's maybe just, you know, my own personal thing, but I haven't seen her at council meetings, you know, for quite a while, I guess. And that, to me, you know, like, her answers are great, and I think she is qualified, so there's no problem with her if she were to be the person that we selected, but, you know, as I said, like, it's the things that I didn't hear her talk about, which is, like, you know, she's not been around, whereas, like, you know, I'm leaning towards, you know, maybe making my, am I allowed to talk like this? Am I just, like...
And keep in mind.
Yeah, I know.
Yes,
this
is public, so that the public here can hear your deliberation.
I'm just, like, sort of rambling. I'm trying to give my thought process to let you know, and maybe, like, elicit some conversation. Is that, I'm really not familiar with this process, like, what I'm allowed to say or not, you know what I mean? Especially, I'm a little shy about it from our last time.
Well, we want to keep it professional.
Right.
And
I do
have to say, I don't envy the three of you. I would have a difficult time choosing myself.
Yeah.
And
well,
again, I don't have a vote.
Again, I have to say, both candidates are very impressive to me. One of them I am more familiar with their participation in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that speaks a lot, even though it's not something that candidate used her words to express. It's more of, like, you know, they've shown up. So,
And do you want to give the other two council members an opportunity to similarly?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm just jump right in and just start talking so we can have a conversation about it. And,
sure.
You know, like, I don't know. It's a difficult thing.
Well, you made some good points, Tim, about who's been at the council meetings and listened and has been really wanting to participate. She's given up a lot of her time to come in and apply and answer questions, and that would be Carrie. But I, you know, like you said, we don't know too much about Sandra as a but she's really qualified, so.
I think that both candidates are qualified in a manner that I would consider to be, you know, like, almost equal, you know? And so professionally, I think that there's not too much, especially regarding the duties of the council position. I think, again, like my main concern is that one of the duties of the council position is like familiarity with the goings on, you know. I think if that were to be the thing, because, you know, like, it's important, you know. In that one respect, I would say that they are not necessarily equally qualified.
Yeah, I would first like to say thank you all for your patience with me this evening, as I was not intending to be late, but I did get eaten alive today on my job site. So though I am late myself, thank you.
Thank you.
And I don't think that there were any right or wrong answers tonight from the two members applying. I think they both sound great. As a person who is, I like to try to be matter of fact and spear things on. At first, I kind of like that I don't know Sandra, and that she has a lot of, she brings a lot as far as, you know, knowledge and has a lot of qualifications where, you know, I could see her being very versatile in technicalities pertaining to the council and the town. And I also really like that Carrie Ruby has a lot of heart, that she knows the community, people see her as a familiar face, and she's been to a lot of our council meetings, and that does not go unseen to me either. Mm-hmm. I think they're both great candidates. Am I making a decision right now? Are we just going down the chain here?
Well,
we're talking at this point.
Maybe we could get a little bit into some of these questions then, since we're all sort of somewhat agreed. There was a couple points that, while they were answering this, some of these battery of questions, that I had a bit of a reaction to. Some things I liked, some things I didn't. One thing that stuck in my mind was a couple of these questions about, like, administrative problems, like the water compliance one, and the one about, like, what about somebody's got a problem with their bill or something like that, you know, and...
And how does that relate to your decision?
Well, as a council person, I find it, like, very important to sort of, like, make sure that we are paying attention to what our role in the town government is. And one thing that I find, or I believe, is that the administrative governance of the town is completely out of, like, the town council's purview of responsibilities.
That is correct.
And so some of these answers about, like, you know, like when someone would contact them, they would, like, you know, get in touch with Charlie about it, you know. And I was like, I think that, you know, like, and asking him the questions about it is kind of like if our town is out of compliance, Charlie would have been the one to have found that, I assume, you know, and so, like, getting on his back about it, when it, presumably he would have brought that to our attention, I don't know, maybe it was just the way the question was worded, but there was a couple ones where I heard some answers that seemed like it was overstepping the authority of the council position into more of an administrative action.
So you've identified with the fact that perhaps some of the questions were slightly trick questions of sorts, in that they were quizzing to see what the knowledge of people are, or not necessarily trick, but just to see how much awareness and knowledge there was from your viewpoint, for sure. So this is good that you're commenting on it, and then the applicant.
I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, you know, this is a small town. There's going to be a lot of personal questions asked, like immediate from people about compliances, the water issue, talking to Charlie. This is a small town. It's like those things could be asked. And I think what remains most important is that we have people that are going to direct them the right way. I mean, if we were out of compliance, we could simply be out of compliance tomorrow just from a simple failure and something within our structure that could throw us into that pit like now. So that's not really a far-fetched thing
right. That
Charlie would or wouldn't catch because of where we are with things on paper. And, you know, a lot of that, when I think about it, a lot of those personal qualities amongst people within the town is sort of a root as to how we got here to begin with. Because everybody is so close and personal that important infrastructure things were not talked about, hard decisions were never made, difficult choices were not decided, because there is a lot of personal connection. And I think that that makes people uncomfortable, which is what I do appreciate about seeing a candidate that I don't quite frankly know. Not that that pushes me one way or the other, it's just something that I notice and something that, if I were to think about it, I think that there are some, I wouldn't call them trick questions, but once again, back to like, how do we navigate people the right direction to where they need to ask their questions, how they get involved, how they stay informed.
How about this? Maybe let's think about this from a different angle. Obviously, we're here to make a very effective choice. But also, again, like I think that we also do want to make sure we make a choice of a council person that the people of Alberton would, trust and respect. And I'm not saying that they wouldn't trust or respect either of these candidates. But like, if we're sort of thinking of ourselves as a sort of like an impromptu like representative of the voting body of Alberton, like pretending that we are essentially casting a proxy vote for what the people would vote for if they were having an election right now, mm-hmm. You know, like, does that help us with an idea here or not?
Sharon, you're deliberating pretty hard there.
Yeah.
Did you have something on your mind?
Well, Tim makes a lot of good points, sort of the same with Kyle. Like I said, I've noticed Carrie at all of our meetings, and she's been very interested in being on the town council. And he's right, we haven't seen Sandra or know her, but she's, I don't know. And Carrie answered the question about almost every one of them, she would investigate. Mm-hmm. She would check into everything. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. What she didn't know, she would investigate. Well, same with Sandra, but not almost every question that if Carrie didn't know, she, said it, mm-hmm. And she would investigate. I like that. So that's what I have to say about that.
Are we getting any closer to deciding on one over the other?
I mean, I feel like if I were pushed to make a choice right now, I would have a choice made. I think the thing to think about is, I mean, do we all have to be in 100% agreement for this choice?
There has to be a majority.
A majority, though.
Of the three of you. Yeah. Two of you have to agree 100%. It would be best.
Ideally, three.
Ideally, it would be best if all three of you agree. Indeed.
Well, I mean, I will say this. Whatever our choice would be, I think I would be happy with that choice. Again, I don't think there's a wrong answer when we come to this. So, I have made my choice. I think I'm ready to, you know, cast my vote, or however we want to do that.
Are you ready to do the same?
Yes.
I'm sorry, did I interrupt you?
No, I'm just rambling.
Sharon?
Yes, I'm ready.
You're ready to? Do we want to do this as a, on a piece of paper, or do we want to have a motion? I think we need to have a motion, actually.
Ultimately, we need a motion.
Yes.
A motion to hold a vote.
You can have a vote, then a motion, or a motion, you know, vote with the motion, however you guys would like to do it, but ultimately, we need a motion.
We need a motion, there needs to be action.
Okay. I would like to move, I move that we hold a vote by putting pieces of paper with a name in a hat and drawing them out to represent our blind vote.
Okay, so we have a motion to have a paper ballot. Do we have, is that essentially what you were saying, Tim?
Yeah.
And do we have a second for a paper ballot vote?
I'll second it.
Sharon has seconded. Shannon, can you call the question?
Tim first, Sharon second. Okay, Councilperson Fox?
Yes.
Councilperson Briggs?
Yes.
Councilperson Cerencioni?
No. I would just use my words, but...
You don't want to do a paper vote?
Not by choice. I would just use my words, but if these two would like to do paper, that's the direction we're going to go. So wow. I can plant my feet and stay there.
Shannon, what was the result?
Yeah.
Two for yes, one for no. Motion carries.
Motion carries. We will have a paper vote.
I never get to put names in the hat. No one feels like...
I don't have an opinion that it doesn't matter. It's perfectly fine with me.
So we will have a quickie piece of paper here. And you will write a name on a piece of paper. And yes, I know there are only three of you. I have a piece of paper folds. And there's to be four, nicely. There you are. Deliberating and writing a name on the piece of paper. And if you will pass that to Kyle. Karen, if you'll pass yours to Kyle. And then when you have them all together, you pass them to me.
It's a little harder now, actually. So.
You thought you were ready.
Yeah.
Not quite. Sir? Somebody hold it, hold the words. If I don't, so I'll be attached.
You might be me.
Was it you? Well, we don't know now. If you'll do the honors, please.
What am I doing? Picking one?
You're going to read them. Yeah, pick one.
Carrie Reby, one.
K1.
Sandra, one.
One and one.
Carrie Reby has two, Sandra has one.
And Carrie wins.
I will need a motion.
Okay. I move that we appoint the selected candidate as the interim council person of the town of Alberton.
Yay, we have a motion to appoint Carrie Reby, seconded by Kyle. Shannon, would you call the question?
Councilperson Fox?
Yes.
Councilperson Briggs?
Yes.
Councilperson Cerencioni?
Yes.
We have a new council.
Three yeses, motion carries.
And in a moment, we will announce, ladies come on in, and Shannon will announce the winner. It was difficult. I have to say I'm happy I didn't have to vote.
Okay, it was tough. We had a lot of discussion, but in the end, Carrie Reby, you are a new council member.
Welcome to the council.
For the record, I'd like to say thank you both for your interest and your participation. This was not an easy choice, and I think something that I said that during our deliberation bears repeating now, and that I'm firmly of the opinion that there was no wrong choice. So it was a difficult decision.
Thank you.
So thank you.
I agree as well, and thank you both for applying for your persistence, Gary. coming back after the fiasco of last time.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Really appreciated.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra, for applying as well. Yes.
Well, we'll hope to see you at the next council meeting in September and many more after that. And, you know, again, this position runs till the 2027 election, so, try again. That's how I got up here.
I got to meet her, and she's wonderful.
Yeah.
So, this is great.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's it. I'm very glad to get to know you, Sandra. I hope to see you at some of the council meetings and stuff.
I'm glad to be at that.
Because you're a big asset to the town. And Carrie, your persistence did pay off.
Very committed.
Yes.
Thank you.
So if we could have, we would have made another position.
Yeah,
we would. So while we were also waiting for Kyle, we tabled another item.
That's right.
And that was from the new business, the proposed moving of the council meeting. From September 1st to September 8th. And the reason being for that is because we have a new clerk, as you know, who starts on Monday. And so this will be 2.5 weeks before the next council meeting on the 1st. But then Shannon will be on vacation the last week of this month, and that does not allow all claims to be prepared that normally would be.
Getting things on the website, all of it.
All the stuff that needs to happen in order for a council meeting to happen. And it was also then Tim brought up the point that September 7th is the actual holiday, and the office will be closed on Monday the 7th. But Shannon will be back the week before, and the clerk will be working the week before. So we will have the ability to be ready by the 8th, but there were two other items discussed, and that is that the school board meeting is typically the second Tuesday of the month, though it was on their agenda tonight to perhaps move that meeting as well, regular meeting to a different night, and that the Frenchtown Rural Fire District's meeting is always the second Tuesday, and that means the chief would not be at the September 8th meeting. Well, I think that that was maybe where Tim was leading, but I don't know.
Well, so my concerns were Tuesdays are traditionally the day, and out of respect for tradition, Tuesdays are generally, obviously the first Tuesday is what people expect. Changing it is already throwing a wrench in that people have plans and things. If you moved it to the Wednesday, the 9th, it then is more time after the holiday. Both clerks and treasurers will be in attendance or have more time, but it will be a Wednesday and not a Tuesday. Another option would be to move to the next Tuesday, but I feel like then we're running council meetings right up into each other, and I don't like that idea at all. I've done a little bit of thinking. I don't mind putting it on the 8th for this one, so we can accommodate, having the new clerk be all trained up, having the old, well, not old clerk, having the deputy clerk be available to participate. And with your assurances that having that holiday the day before won't be an issue, I think I'm comfortable making that choice to the 8th. But we wanted to wait and see what you thought on that, Kyle, especially since you have, are a person who has schedules that are a little bit more rigid.
And we do have 5 Tuesdays in the month of September.
Well, we don't want to use them up.
We might.
I mean, I think as long as we can be prepared and have everybody that we need a fire chief here, have the clerk all trained up. I think whatever's in the best interest for all the people that we would like to have at our meeting, the fire department being a good one,
So if I can, here's kind of what's going on, and here's our alternatives. We're heading back. Our oldest is turning 30, so I'm not missing it because he's too old. My issue is we leave the 26th and we're not coming back till the 31st, which is prime time of getting all the claims, all the statements in, getting all of that entered in addition to being able to put things on the website, the packets, you know, all of that, we can certainly figure something out there. The problem is if we want to keep it on the 1st, then we have to cut off all accounting by like the 25th, which isn't ideal because a lot of our statements come in right at the end of the month. The 1st isn't a great time to have a meeting, no matter what, just from the office standpoint.
I agree.
But I don't really like doing it on the day after a holiday either. But we're celebrating his birthday on the 28th, so we're going to be gone.
Well, like I said, if you feel like you can get everything you need to get done by the 8th, as you proposed, like, that's okay. I just wanted to make sure that we were all aware that that was, you know, something that we've had problems with in the past. And I didn't want to, like, you know, have those problems again.
So, does the community have any thoughts regarding the meeting change from the 1st to the 8th? Would you like to chime in on the discussion? Okay. Okay. You're comfortable with the 8th? Okay.
It does sound like that the school possibly would change their meeting also, right? So there should be a conflict.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Possibly. Exactly. Yeah, it was on the agenda, so. But this wouldn't be a forever change just for this 1 month.
Right.
Right.
And the same thing happened in the month of May, that we bumped our meeting.
Yep.
So. Any further discussion, Council?
I'm fine with the 8th. I'd also be fine with the 9th.
I would entertain then a motion for whichever that you're choosing.
I'll make a motion to move the council meeting to the 8th.
There's been a motion made to move the council meeting from September 1st to September 8th. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Kyle. Shannon, would you like to call the question?
Councilperson Fox.
Yeah, I'll vote yes.
Councilperson Briggs?
Yes.
Councilperson Cerencioni?
Yes.
3 yeses, motion passes.
All right, next meeting then will be September 8th. Public comment. We will come back around again, just to go ahead and give a chance for that.
No, that's what we said.
Last chance, public comment. Hearing none. Garth?
I did post that.
Thank you.
To the Facebook page, the Alberton page.
Thank you.
So it is out there.
Okay, wonderful. And what Garth is talking about is the emergency measure regarding burning and other things that you got out of an announcement today. I gave away my copy.
Oh, here.
So. I have 2, so you should have one in your packet when you're done.
I had one naysayer, but I called them. They said, you can't call the office. They said, you can't smoke on planes or in bars.
There you go. Yeah, we do have the authority to do that. So this was by the authority vested in me through the Appleton Town Code, Title 9, Chapter 9-4, Civil Defense, Section 9-4-2.
Yeah,
and this draft came from the fire chief this afternoon. He sent it to the office, and we changed the typeface and stuff so that it looked familiar, but we've issued it.
All right.
Yep.
So it's official.
Yeah,
and
this
Friday
was
morning.
Requested to be issued by the fire chief, so.
And part of the agreement is that I will coordinate with the Mineral County, which is the commissioners, and I've already contacted them and sent him a copy of the information.
It's been hot and dry.
Yeah, man.
Yes, and then we are at emergency stage.
I do believe it was on the news today that they announced it in Missoula County also.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
So same thing.
Charlie's got a question.
Charlie, sorry.
Well, I had Sander, if you want to go first.
That's okay, I'll do it.
You can get a public comment. I would just like to say, public comment, this is the first time I've heard these rack of questions. I think it's very interesting, and as well as that there are questions directed so much in terms of compliance of water. There is no question on there in terms of compliance with the IRS or our budget situation. And I know that we're going to be coming up on that, the budget meetings, and I just think we really need to sharpen up.
Good comment, Charlie. Thank you. I appreciate that. So these are the exact same questions that were asked at the last round. And we asked if council wanted to submit questions. Tim actually submitted a different question that we had last round, but we didn't have it this round.
Where did the questions come from?
Jalen created them.
Who did?
Jalen and I.
Jalen, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, before the last meeting that we had interviews. I would entertain a motion.
One quick public comment for me. It's very quick.
Thank you.
That is some of the most clear and concise I've ever heard my last name pronounced. Shannon,
I do my best.
That's all.
Carlos Sorrentioni.
Okay. Never comes out correctly, and I kind of like it that way. But catching me off guard these days.
I can mumble it.
Make a motion?
Our first motion?
So moved.
Adjournment.
Would be the words.
And there's a motion to adjourn?
Yep, there's a motion made to adjourn. It's right. Seconded by.
First, the motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
Sharon has seconded the motion to adjourn.
Did you have something to say about it?
No.
No? Okay.
Did I look like I had something?
No, I just was thinking you probably did have something to say.
Councilperson Fox.
Yes.
Motion to adjourn. Councilperson Briggs?
Yes.
Councilperson Sorrentioni?
Yes.
We are adjourned.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Appreciate everyone's patience.
Perfect.